Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today you're in for a very special treat. One of my very best mistress friends is joining us, Miss Kaylee from eroticphonesexmistress.com. Hey, Miss Kaylee.
Hey, Miss Constance. Thanks for having me, babe.
I am over the moon that you're doing an interview with me. So
I'll
cool.
meet you on the other side.
All right, we're going to jump right in. So, my very first question for you is, how long have you been doing phone sex for?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm right between 4 and 5 years now. I dabbled in a few other places before stumbling across the absolute best place ever. Here, of course.
And that brings me to my next question. How long have you been with LDW?
May 3rd will be my 2-year anniversary here at LDW.
Yay! Happy anniversary!
Woohoo!
Awesome. Okay, what would you say your style is on the phone?
I'm definitely more on the sensual side of things, but as I say, don't get it twisted. I can bring out that stern mistress whenever duty calls.
You certainly can. So, where at in your home do you take your calls?
Well, I have a 1.5-story house, and the whole half story is mine. Half is a bedroom and half is my office. And in my office, I'm either on my chaise lounge, and there's definitely some moments when I am taking calls from my king size bed.
Ooh. Do you have a set schedule?
For the most part, and of course, things change here and there, but I am on late mornings, early afternoons, take a little break, and then come back in the evenings. And summertime will probably change a bit more, but I do my best to keep that updated under my schedule tab on my blog.
Awesome. And do you accept appointments?
Oh, yes, I fucking love appointments. All I ask is, if at all possible, to try to set that up with me 24 hours in advance. Just hit me up in an email and it will be confirmed once I email you back. But yes, love, love, love appointments.
Yay, you've made a lot of people happy. And tell us a bit about some of your favorite calls to take.
Oh, well, I have to say that's almost a hard question because I love so many. But if I have to choose some, fine, I will. Anything to do with it, telling a man how to stroke and getting to decide whether he comes or not. So I'll just wrap guided masturbation, tease, and denial into one pretty little package. And then, of course, I love my cuckolds, my sissies, cum eaters, worship this body, baby, cocksuckers, and all areas of humiliation. So if I left anybody out, I apologize. You're in there. We just don't have that much time.
That's true. The list could go on forever. Are there any type of calls that you do not take?
Now that's a simple answer. No. I do not discriminate on kinks and fetishes whatsoever.
Wow, very cool. Now, here's one I need to ask you. What is one of the craziest things you were ever told, or maybe you ever saw on webcam, or even perhaps had someone do during a session?
Well, as you very well know, we see all sorts of craziness and wild, and so very kinky things. I can tell you I have to have had to have seen the absolute tiniest penis in the world. It was an innie more than an outie for sure. But the one that I always it stays in my mind is a caller who is the absolute wow of gadgets when it comes to, and he doesn't actually like blow a load on a call. He's a milker and likes to edge. And I mean, we're talking like technical, like all kinds of different camera angles and double Hitachis with wild attachments. And it's almost hard to explain all the things this man will do to his cock. So I just have to go with that one because it's always the first thing that pops up into my mind, and maybe that's not over the top insane crazy, but I fucking love it.
That sounds wild.
It is. And not just when he's milking, it's not just on little dribble here. All those gadgets and do wonders because it's like a river runs through it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, I already know the answer to this question, but because it's in the questions, I'm gonna ask it. Do you like two mistress calls?
No. Hell yes. I love it. Love, love, love two mistress calls.
And I know this answer too, duh, better be. Who are some of the ladies that you enjoy doing two mistress calls with the most? We have our favorites, we have our go-to girls, and who are some of your go-to girls?
Well, it is well known around the empire that I adore doing two mistress calls with you. And I love doing two mistress calls with Miss Hunter. I have had a lot of crazy gang up on some humiliation slut calls with Miss Jenna. Fiona's a fun one. You can't go wrong here. Pretty much any two mistresses that you put together, that's for sure. But yeah, it's, me and you just kind of have that thing.
Yay! I'm on the list, people. I'm on the list. Okay, let's talk about some vanilla things. Do you have any hobbies?
Actually, pretty much anything outdoors. I am such an outdoorsy kind of girl. I have gardens, I have a rock garden, a flower garden, and a vegetable garden every year that I tend to. I love going hiking. There's an area this way where there's some caves, and I spend a lot of time in the summer there. And another hobby, actually, I love to shoot pool. I don't know if it's supposed to be considered one, but I absolutely love to shoot pool and cooking.
So, yes, you have hobbies for sure. And pool is definitely considered a hobby, I would think. So, those are obviously some of the things you do when you're not taking calls. Is there anything else that you do when you're not taking calls?
Oh yes, I have a relative who has horses, and any chance I get, I'm over there, and I am hopping on a horse bareback and enjoying the day. Or also live close to a lake where I love to go down and spend time doing that, or hopping on a boat. And there's bars and restaurants all about, plenty of things to do. And that's pretty much it. Out and about. Like I said, outdoorsy kind of girl.
Indeed. All right, now we're going back to a little bit sexy. And I think I know the answer to this question too, but maybe not everybody does. What is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
Oh, you definitely know this one, Miss Constance. Ever since I got my Hitachi, that has been my favorite. And I've got the attachments too, which make it that much more enjoyable. Oh my God. And along with that, I sometimes like to play with my nipple clamps, but Hitachi has to stay up there, number uno.
Okay, and what's your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
That is too, because I love to tease with that Hitachi, and I actually have separate attachments for him. And then, of course, my strap-ons, which I have three of those, and my latest is Mr. Meaty.
Ooh, Mr. Meaty.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy. All right. Have you ever been with a woman?
Oh my God, yes. More than once. I mean, they have such amazing bodies. Women are like a piece of artwork. Who, well, I know there's some that don't, but I say, who wouldn't want to spend quality time with a beautiful woman?
All right. What's one of your favorite ways to let loose and have a good time?
I love to throw a good party, and yes, that time of the, well, the best time of the year for that is now. I love to have a huge barbecue, bonfire. I want it to start in the afternoon and go well into the evening and have a nice bonfire and do, imagine that, all the outdoorsy kind of things. But and crank up some good tunes and shake that ass.
Ow! All right, you can use one word and only one word to describe yourself.
Serious.
Psych.
Psych. No, it's gonna have to be a hyphenated word. I would say I am a free spirit.
All right, I'm gonna let that one go.
Thank you.
Because I think if I had to describe you in one way and to clearly get it across to everybody, it would definitely be free spirit.
Awesome. I got myself right.
All right, here's one for you. If you and only one man were left on this planet, you're the only two people in the world, who would you want that man to be and why?
I go back and forth between two, but for the same reasons. Channing Tatum or Chris Hemsworth. I guess it's whoever has the newest movie out, but they're both strong. Absolute delicious eye candy, and they've been superheroes, so they could protect me, take care of me, and they are in my dreams quite often. So I'm sure they'd be amazing lovers too, at least for my dreams.
Awesome. All right. Now, do you see normal things in your everyday world in kinky ways because of what you do for a living?
Oh, most definitely. Every time, and when I go shopping with friends or my roommate, I'm always making comments in the produce section and Lowe's, Home Depot, those type of stores. Oh my God, yes. Thinking of all kinds of things that we could put together and make naughty little gadgets with. And yeah, even nature. Nature has a dirty fucking mind too.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, what's your favorite kind of food?
Favorite kind of food. Again, there's two. They're right there together. I love bacon wrapped scallops or a really, really good Philly fucking cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitches.
All right, and what's your favorite drink?
For the most part, I drink water all day, so I guess I'd have to say a Fuze banana
Yummy.
colada. And alcohol-wise, it's awesome. I'm so indecisive. Again, it's like two. Either Cayman Jack margarita or a sunset passion colada. Oh, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Okay, if there was one item on your wish list that you wanted the most, what item would that be?
Well, everything on my wish list I really want and I appreciate. Anything anybody sends me, it's such a sweet gesture. But if I had to choose one, I would have to say the red HP special edition laptop with Beats Audio. I've wanted that for a while, and it's always good to have a laptop around in this sort of work because you don't want the chance ever having to miss out on anything.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so I want you to rank in the order of importance to you the traits that you most like in a submissive man: respect, loyalty, generosity, and obedience.
Okay. I say respect, obedience, loyalty, and then generosity.
Cool. Okay, we have some questions from some of our Enchantrix Empire members. And the first set of questions are from Cannibal, and you know Cannibal, so you don't know what you're gonna hear. They're not too bad, considering Cannibal and what you know of them. But the first one is a three-part question. I'll ask you all three. When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right? And would you do it again?
Imagine that, Cannibal. Well, I am more of a lover than a fighter. Unless I'm catching you doing something to somebody or something that is innocent. So the last time was within this past month, and yes, it was some, I'll just say a little group was throwing rocks at something innocent, and well, my ass stepped in, went after them, throwing rocks right back at them, made it safe for the innocent one, and I was in the fucking right, and yes, I would do it again anytime, any day.
That's my girl. All right. What does the phrase "the dark side of the moon" mean to you?
Obviously, first and foremost, one of my favorite bands, Pink Floyd, comes to mind. But other than that, it's pretty much a metaphor for the darker side of somebody. And that if that darker side was to surface, it could lead to insanity or madness.
So our next question I thought was a very interesting question. With the exception of these latest Mistress interviews, I don't think it's ever been asked, and I just thought it was a cool question. But are you frightened of dying?
No, I'm not frightened of dying. It's going to happen eventually, no choice in the matter. What I am more frightened of is the way it could go down. Hopefully, I just go to sleep. But, nah, I'm not afraid of dying.
Yay. Okay, this is a two-part question. I'll ask you both parts at once. Are you worried about going mad slash crazy, and have you ever gone mad?
Well, those who know me know that I'm fucking crazy, but I'm not worried about going like mad. Yeah, I'm crazy, but not enough to be put on meds or institutionalized.
You're the good kind of crazy.
Yeah, good kind of crazy. I am not worried about the bad kind of crazy or mad.
And here's another actually great question, especially considering the source. But do you crave or lust for money?
No. I don't think it's money that brings you happiness whatsoever. Obviously, you need it. And, the more you have, woohoo, the more you can do. But there's also a lot of things you can do that makes you happy that has not a damn thing to do with money. So, no.
Cool. All right. Our next question, and it's actually more of asking for advice. It's from Jizhead from Enchantrix Empire again. And it's kind of long, so bear with me.
Okay.
How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
Well, number one, Jizz head, yes, it is your fault because you did not measure correctly. Lesson learned there. Number two, don't lie. Don't just switch it out. She will catch on. She will know. We always know. So I would suggest maybe even put it into words, like write it out for her. And not that it's necessarily a want, but it's a need for your own well-being, and that also you'd be able to work for it. I'd say something like work for that privilege to get a different chastity device that fits better, and whether it's chores or services, whatever her currency may be, I would try that route.
Great advice.
Thank you.
All right, our next set of questions come from BFLA or Writer Boy. And there's quite a few of them, so we'll start with the first one.
Okay.
Is your non-LDW personality any different than the way you are on the phone with callers? And if so, how?
I don't believe so. I'm not, much of an actress. So you get what you get.
I would definitely agree with that.
Thank you.
All right. Do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life? If you do, why? And if you don't, why not?
Yes, I do think of myself as a femdom in the rest of my life. I have always had that bit of power over men and love to use it to my advantage. So, fuck to the yes.
All right, name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
I'm a pretty open book. I don't know, maybe this. I love all sorts of music, but I don't always seem like I look the type that would listen to some seriously heavy metal. like Pantera, but that might be a shocker.
Are you saying you're a metalhead?
Yes. I'm a bit of a metalhead, yes.
Okay, next question. What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you to be a regular client of yours?
Willingness to be open-minded and embrace your kink, and not demanding of my, respect my time, and like, yeah, the willingness to explore and also being open with me about what you truly are looking for and want yourself.
Very cool. All right. Do your family and close friends know you work in the phone sex business?
I'd say probably 97, 98%. No, I am not ashamed whatsoever. And even the two to three that haven't actually heard the words come out of my mouth, I'm sure they know. A very open-minded group around me when it comes to family and friends, and a bunch of crazy fuckers themselves, so.
Awesome. All right, how long do you see yourself staying a phone sex mistress? Do you see yourself leaving for other pursuits? And what would make you leave if you ever did choose to leave?
I don't see myself leaving, plain and simple. I love it. I love, 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 love it. And if I found other pursuits, there's always room for some naughty, naughty phone sex action. So.
Yay, and we're all going to be very lucky because you're going to never leave, never, ever, ever leave.
Never, never, never.
All right, and the last one from him. How did you get into this business?
Well, obviously, I'm a very sexual type of person. I've dabbled in a couple of things in my past. Everything sex intrigues me. It's just who I am, a sexual being. But I used to read, before they got rid of the adult section on Craigslist, Sunday mornings I would drink my coffee and read the dirty stuff. And there were always ads, for phone sex operators, cam models, all that good stuff. And I thought, you know what? That could be a lot of fucking fun. And I didn't even really think that I would get hired. The very first one got hired. And pretty much every one that I applied, I got it. And kind of hopped around a bit. And yeah, here I am, bitches.
And we're all lucky bitches because of it.
Thank you, Miss Constance.
Okay, the next question comes from Steph from the Enchantrix Empire. And she's got a few questions here. But the first one is, when was the first time you made love in the back seat of a car?
The first time in the back seat of a car. Well, I can tell you it was not making love. It was straight up fucking. And it's definitely happened more than once. And it was, yeah, many years ago. Yes. And I could even probably say the last time I did some good fucking in a car was in the past 3 months. So,
Hey.
hey.
Okay, next one from Steph. What was your most memorable date?
I'd have to say I went on a date with this guy. Oh my God, absolutely gorgeous. But we went out for crab legs, and and we're sitting there, we're waiting on our food, and we are just jabber, 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 jabber. And then when the crab legs showed up, we, complete silence. Not one word was spoken. And we were both just busting through those crab legs. And then we kind of make a little sexual, when you pull out the whole long piece of meat and dip it in the butter and tilt that head back and take it into your mouth. And it was like absolute silence, but it was so sexy and intense. And then after that, we start talking again and about loving adventure and being spontaneous. The next thing I know, we're heading back to my place to grab a few items, and we headed out for a little spontaneous road trip and ended up spending the entire weekend together, doing all those so fun outdoorsy things, canoeing, hiking, and well, most importantly, we got to know each other's bodies very, very well.
And now I know why that's your most memorable date.
Ah, oh, yes.
All right, the last one from Steph is, if you could be any female singer, past, present, or future, who would you be?
That one is super easy. I would be Amy Lee from Evanescence. She has an amazing voice. I love her style. I mean, the style of her music, the way she dresses, just everything about that woman. And she has some killer blue eyes. So, yes, Amy Lee.
Very cool. All right, so now we've got some of your basic informational questions. We already know that your blog is eroticphonesexmistress.com, but are you on Yahoo? And if so, how can people reach you?
On Yahoo, I am Enchantrix Kaylee. All one word.
And how about Skype?
Skype, I am Enchantrix.Kaylee.
Awesome. And how about social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr?
On Tumblr, I am phonesexprincesskaylee.tumblr.com, and Facebook, I'm Kaylee Brooks.
Awesome. Well, Miss Kaylee, I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me today. Is there anything else you wanted to share with everyone?
This was amazing hanging out with you. You did a great job with the interview. You can catch me. I'm always hanging out at Miss Constance's Kink Corner show on Wednesday nights. But other than that, I love meeting new people. And if you ever want to hit me up for a session or curious of something that I do, just shoot me an email or hit me up on one of the social media sites and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Awesome. And if you want to spend some quality one-on-one time with Miss Kaylee, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.